Later today, President Trump is expected to announce his pick to be the next chair of the Federal Reserve. It's expected to be Jerome Powell, a Republican and a Fed governor since 2012. If confirmed, Powell will take over for the current Fed chair, Janet Yellen, whose four-year term expires in February. The announcement comes just after the Fed wrapped up a two-day policy meeting. Robin Farzad is host of Full Disclosure on NPR One and joins us now with more on this. Hi, Robin.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. And we've been hearing about Jerome Powell over the last few days, but tell us more about him, because we'll probably be hearing about him for many years now.
You know, a departure from recent trend, and mind you, this is only the ninth leadership change at the Fed since the end of World War II. So these things don't happen that often. He is not an econ PhD. He's not, you know, an econometrics wonk. He's a private equity maher. He's been on Wall Street. He's actually been nicknamed the Republican Janet Yellen. Everybody is kind of steady as it goes, even now that he's one of the four Fed governors on a seven-seat board, because we're still in the throes of trying to unwind this unprecedented multi-trillion dollar experiment that the Fed has engaged in over the past decade.
And is he likely to stay on the same course as Janet Yellen when it comes to interest rates? We learned, you know, yesterday that there's not going to be a raise in interest rates right now, but probably still another one by the end of the year.
He's not known as a hawk or one of these rare remaining ideologues. I mean, sometimes they call them bond vigilantes that are saying, look, we're 9 years into this. We're at a 16-year low in unemployment. Inflation is non-existent. Stock markets that are an all-time high. Real estate is resurging. I mean, Bitcoin is at a record. The problem is there are not enough arrows in the Fed's quiver yet. One of the nice things about hiking rates while the economy is churning along is that you have movement to take rates down when things fall apart. If there's an asset bubble that blows up, or an LTCM, or a, you know, God forbid, a 9/11, and that's the Fed's bind right now. It's really, there's no inflation there to give you cushion to ratchet up rates higher so that you could bring them down if something bad happens.
What about on the issue of regulation? Where does he come down there?
On the margins, there's speculation that he might be more inclined to kind of undo the Volcker Rule, which doesn't let Wall Street, you know, take risky bets with its money as much. I mean, there was a real puritanical backlash that came after the subprime crash, and we realized that a lot of these Wall Street firms were taking on some real leverage prop trade bets that had the overall economy and the taxpayer on the hook, and there might be more of an appetite to kind of unwind that. There are short memories where that's involved.
When you look at the overall economy right now, a lot of people have been saying for years that the Fed has been propping up the economy. Do you think that that's still the case so many years after the financial crisis?
No doubt, no doubt, especially when you talk about asset markets. There's still a debate. I mean, it's how the other half lives. Stock markets are great. Again, asset markets are great. If you want to sell a business right now, you know, if you've invested in junk bonds and REITs, all of that kind of stuff. The problem is wage growth has not kept up. It's not emboldened companies to go out and hire like crazy and hire with quality jobs. A lot of that is structural and technological, but you're going to see in his Senate confirmation that there are going to be many senators who hold his hand to the fire and say, what can we do to kind of bridge that gap? Overwhelmingly, the Fed's experiment has disproportionately helped the well-to-do.
That's Robin Farzad, who is host of Full Disclosure on NPR One, talking with us about Jerome Powell, who is expected to be named as the next chair of the Federal Reserve, although we don't know until it happens, but we'll see. Robin, thank you.
Jeremy, you are the man.